Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Pat Godwin in studio, and Chick is a terrible patient. Right after this.
This magician's on stage and he invites this guy from the audience to give him a sledgehammer. The magician says, I want you to hit me in the temple as hard as you can with a sledgehammer. Guy goes, all right. So the magician lays his head down on this block of wood, and this guy hauls back, bam, pops this guy in the temple. 10 years later, the magician wakes up out of a coma in the hospital and goes, ta-da!
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Judging by Pat Carlin's outfit, apparently we're doing Star Wars Day today. May the force be with you, Pat.
Oh, it's just a little bling in the sweater.
A little bling?
What lost to that in your closet?
yeah, what was second place?
That's
what
very funny.
What lost?
That's
gorilla
the
suit?
The velvet culottes.
Tetris, okay, a Tetris-inspired sweater.
Hey, I have nice a Twitter group called Sparkle Sisters behind me all the way. So.
That sweater makes a statement, Pat.
Yeah, it says, nobody else would buy me.
I could use a sparkle sister.
It shouts out, rack!
Just because it was a few dollars off discount?
95% off! Goodwill turned it down!
You got rejected by
nobody else. We don't want that.
Of course, you look very nice, Pat.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm just kidding.
I understand why Scott and Pat are making fun, because they dress reasonably well. As the voice of reason, that's what this has come to. I'm the voice of reason.
Oh, that is scary, isn't it?
You've looked in a mirror, Tom. You've seen how you dress, Tom.
Nice, comfortable cotton
like
khaki
a young
shirt.
Albert Einstein. You know that, right?
I don't want to make a choice this morning. I have 30,000 shirts.
The same shirt, the same pants, the same shoes every single day, and they're all ugly. You know that, right?
It just makes my life that much
simpler. You know they're ugly.
This is not a fashion show.
Can't you
they're overly loose.
Can't you pick out something nice?
I have a question, Pat. Like when you take that, do you take that to a dry cleaner or a welder?
A welder. There you go. You take it to a welder.
Is that metal on the front? What
hey,
is that?
Speaking of dry cleaner, I've got a throw. I've got a nice blanket that I love. It's burgundy and gold.
And
it doesn't have a red. It doesn't say Washington on it, but it's
right.
That. Mm-hmm. But it has these little fringes on the end.
Yeah.
And the dry cleaner won't clean it for me. I need a dry cleaner that will clean that for me.
Oh, see, they get kind of picky about this stuff.
Because the fringes would get caught in something, I guess, or something. Okay. I don't know.
Can't you hand wash it?
There was a big meeting.
Walk in with a gun.
No, I'm not going to.
Wash it in
wait a minute. Hang on. I'm going to carry a piece of
walk
the
dry in with
cleaner.
A piece.
I like this.
You
know, if I was you, scratch my cheek with a barrel. If I was you, I'd clean this blanket.
This blanket here.
And I've even got
there was a meeting at the counter.
How about the hand wash mode on your washing machine?
I can't do this. There's fringe on it. I go, what the hell?
Are we starting over? Is that what's
we're
starting over. I'm sorry. I've lost my place. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studio. Would you stop yelling?
And a regular doctor. That's all I need to be happy.
And I've got news for you about that. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Pat Carlini is wearing not chainmail today, but it is metal.
I could start over and take
the only
this
bulletproof sweater,
off.
Sweater I've ever seen. We have once again found ourselves in the Napa
Her
Auto
son
Parts
made
studio.
That in shop class.
Oh, you know that's what? Very funny.
Now I'm
that's
rethinking. There are a couple other things I need to make me happy, but go ahead.
Okay, our guest host, comedian Pat Godwin, fresh from the seven seas, and we have actually in the news today. We have a story that I found especially interesting for Chick McGee. Because many.
So help me God, if it's the story I sent you and you act like I haven't seen it, I'm coming across the counter.
You two need to stop.
Is it something pleasant and positive for Chick McGee?
No, the one that'll have you coming across the counter is coming up later. And I must say, you've got to see the picture.
No.
Sorry.
What do you got? What do you got for me?
Do you ever notice when you get stuff dry cleaned, Chick?
Oh, that yeah.
Because clothing, and I think it's a great, it has to have tags on it, which I really like.
So I don't like the meeting at the counter. When you go in, you put your stuff on the counter and there's
a
meeting.
That's because there's people interaction. You don't like
starch.
Eight sweaters and four shirts and just whoa, what's this? This is a blanket with fringe that we can't clean this. We can't possibly clean
it. Well, then why don't you wash it in wool light and do it by hand?
Do it yourself at home.
I think I've reached a station in my life where I don't need to wash out things by hand.
Really? You're above it all?
I think yes. I'm the one who's above it all. That's right. And don't you all forget it.
We heard it right here.
I love the way they have the thing on it. Professional dry clean only.
That's right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's a guy out there that does dry cleaning as a hobby. You know, like Ted's amateur dry cleaning. Who's this guy?
Don't go to that one.
And another thing. I'm glad we're talking about dry cleaning finally.
Yeah.
What goes on at dry cleaning? It's not dry at all. You know that,
no,
right?
It's a little wet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's like,
all
it's
I know
chemicals.
Is it's a great process, and I'm so glad someone does it because it's really hard, and it'd be a very tedious job. If you're behind the counter at a dry cleaning place, you would start taking people out after half an hour.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's a difficult job.
I think I would be employee of the year.
What? That's right. What is Martinizing?
That's where Dean Martin comes in.
He does the dry cleaning.
How do people get in my room?
I think it's something
on Thursday.
I'm afraid someone's going to actually tell us now that you've asked.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a part of the dry cleaning process. Get your stuff modernized.
He just sails right along for like 2 minutes, and then he like, oh, well, this isn't, I'm surrounded by idiots.
I'm going to start the show
Thanks for mentioning
the important thing about a show is asking the questions that are interesting, because I'm sure Martinizing is fascinating, but we're not going to do 3 hours on it this morning.
I got five Martinizing songs.
What about dry cleaning?
Good.
What about the amateur dry cleaning hunk you were doing? Let's revisit that.
I think that's conceptually valid. You look at a thing that says professional dry clean only. And
what's next?
Why doesn't it just say dry clean only?
What's next, jumbo shrimp?
Do people dry clean at home? And now don't answer that because I'm going to get a letter from someone.
Probably. Dear Tom, you dumbass, I dry clean at home all the time.
I've heard that voice before.
By the way, I've...
That reminds me of the doctor I saw.
That's my ex-wife.
By the way, I've...
I recognize that doctor.
I'm having flashbacks.
As soon as she walked in the room, I went, this is going to go awful.
I don't professional dry clean. I dry clean at home. And by the way, I've poisoned my well, and my kids are all turning glue.
I'm getting court flashbacks.
This doctor looked at me and said this. Well, steroids, they make everyone feel better for a little while. And I go, okay, well, let's do that then, because I feel like crap right now. I'll go for a little while.
See, I didn't even have to bring up the story, and he brought it up himself. Mm-hmm. The headline is, Grumpy Patients Get Worse Treatment.
And remember, as I've told you, we have a mutual friend who's Chick's doctor who said he is the least compliant patient.
Worst patient
he's ever had.
I am so surprised.
Least compliant?
I'll read it again.
Can I say something about this situation?
Grumpy patients get worse treatment. Mm-hmm. That's the headline.
We have a story.
Okay, first of all,
it makes sense why you're still sick then.
First of all, I was sick when I saw this new doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, doctors typically deal with people that are sick. That's why they're doctors.
But
that's
what Scott is saying about our mutual friend who's my urologist, I might add.
Which is even worse that you're not compliant with him.
Right. I can't argue that point. Yeah, I make appointments. I break them.
Why are you so combative when you go to the doctor?
I'm not combative with him once I get in there. That's the problem. I think that's what he's talking about.
Oh, okay. Well,
because we have a great time when I see him. I mean,
what could you be doing with your urologist? It's so fun.
I have a cookie.
How do you piss him off?
I have a cookie. We have We have refreshments.
Really? You chatted up a little bit.
But this thing I saw while I was sick, that's not happening again.
Could we, by thing, you mean the physician is what you're saying.
I'm really? Sure that he or she did a fine job.
I divorced her three times. I don't have to go in there and look at that.
Now, Pat, read the actual story, and you'll find out what this is all about. It makes sense, because it do unto others. People treat you the way you treat them. Go ahead, Pat. Read the story.
All right. What happens to medical care when the patient is a jerk? Well, Dutch researchers asked the question in a new study, and the answer should make crabby patients think twice about their bad behavior.
Chick.
Because disruptive patients may get worse care from physicians. Dr. Sylvia Marmaid, who worked on the study. Dr. Sylvia. Patients who
I bet
behave.
She's got her arms crossed looking at you while she's talking to you.
Giving you that look.
Well, I'm sure she probably walked in and said, first of all, Mr. McGee, you can put your pants back on. I'm an eye doctor.
That's right. I was masturbating in the waiting room. That's right.
You do not have to go there.
I'm just used to going to the urologist. He expects that.
He's got to check that.
Patients who behave.
I wish I were your urologist chick because I'd walk in with the biggest magnifying glass you've ever seen.
I don't think he's ever had.
Then I'd shout out on the PA system, nurse, we need the tweezers.
You know, I'm thinking about. I don't think.
Have you ever rolled and coughed for him?
I don't think. No, I don't think he's ever been around front. He's always done all his business out back. I think, yeah.
Now, do you tan before you go into the urologist?
Maybe now that we're doing this funny stuff about me being a patient, perhaps we should go over my prostate biopsy. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, Jesus.
While I was bleeding out my penis for, there you go, 7 or 8 months. How about that?
Tell us more.
It's just your behavior.
Isn't this funny?
I'm sorry. Could we get back to chick's bad behavior?
Sorry, I meant
patients
hog.
Who behave disruptively by displaying disrespect or aggressiveness may induce their doctors to make diagnostic mistakes.
In other words, if the doctor thinks you're a giant pain in the butt, they're going to go, okay, whatever to get this over with. And they may make a mistake in their diagnosis because they want to get rid of you because they can't stand being around you.
An estimated 15% of
patients isn't a new thought.
Treated in doctors' offices are aggressive, disrespectful, overly demanding, and distrustful. As might be expected, these behaviors provoke emotional reactions in doctors,
but wouldn't you agree? There are nice people and there are awful people.
I get the best of you.
And some of the nice people,
if you treat your doctor with respect, he or she will do the same.
In my opinion, and I was there, in my most recent altercation, I disagree with that statement. This
That's
doctor was
you
loaded
want the doctor
for bear
to walk
when
in
she
and go,
walked in the room.
Oh, really?
You want her to walk in and go, oh, hi, Mr. McGee, you're Vicodin. I have a barrel of it out front.
A barrel?
And
where's that?
Unfortunately, it was only available in suppository form, but I know you
That's
won't
fine
care.
With me.
That still works.
Perfect.
It's called
I don't
some
have a
sort
problem
of butt chugging of some sort.
I'll put it in the catheter. I don't care.
I'll snort the stuff.
So you're saying the doctor's approach with you is a little bit
I'm sorry, who's talking? I'm not talking to her.
The larger point here is this stuff. Study is demonstrating that if you're a polite and kind and thoughtful person, you'll do better with your doctor.
You don't think I'm kind, polite?
No,
and thoughtful.
Not at all.
Was there an actual altercation with the
no, not
last
at all.
Physician?
Not that she. Not until she hears this. Or hears, not until she hears about
There's
this.
There's gonna be.
But the fact that you're
I won't
a
be invited
the
back.
Fact
I'll
that
be
you're
breaking
a terrible
that appointment
patient,
anyway.
I think
so.
Is the whole point. As soon as I saw
I'm
the story,
I'm not a terrible patient.
Oh come on! I've been around you long enough to know.
Okay, who's the worst patient? Me, who actually sometimes occasionally makes an appointment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm the third or fourth time I schedule it, I'll go. Or you, who has someone on a phone who ethically, I don't know how this happened.
He brings up a great point.
Hey, Dr. Quack, hi.
Could I have your Z-Pack?
I need a Z-Pack for the 4,000th time, and I realize that.
Yeah, I'm not coming to get it. Just give me a Z-Pack.
Antibiotics are relatively useless at this point.
I'm not coming
waste,
in the office.
Waste his or her time. I go for the occasional exam. I recently had a proper physical. I would like to get rid of whatever it is I've had for the last month.
Hi, this is Dr. Sycophant. What do you need, Tom? Oh, God. Yeah, you're incredibly great. That's right.
Well, my point is, Chick, if you treat your doctor badly, which you do, then you're going to. And also, every time I see you, you need a new doctor.
Why is that?
Oh. Because
you've had more doctors than Ralph Harris has had fiancés. It was an inside joke.
I just quieted the room.
I am in the market for a general doctor. That's all. You know, they call it PCPs, John.
What's that?
Primary care physician.
Yes.
I know. I met your old PCP.
Yeah, she faked her retirement to get away from me.
That just shows you what a terrible patient.
That's a true story.
You must be really bad.
I loved her.
I was getting an exam.
I tried to go see her again.
I was getting an exam from this doctor, and she goes, I used to be Chick's doctor, and I went,
not only that.
Really?
Here's another thing.
And so she closed her practice down so she wouldn't have to see him anymore.
She was 32 years old.
Here's another example. Of me being a jerk around doctors, I called a doctor while I was sick, a doctor friend of mine, I thought, and he's one of these doctors, he's very, very successful, very busy, and he's not taking any new patients. Well, I thought in my brain, I'll call him and tell him Chick called, and you know, and I knew his wife, ex-wife, who's also
a doctor. Of course, I'll call you right back.
So his secretary calls me the next day. No, he's still not taking new patients, but thanks for calling.
Maybe you shouldn't have given your name.
Well, how would they know who I was if I...
Well, that's why they didn't take
another name, and then
give them the other fake name, not the on-air fake name.
This doctor's actually helping people, helping the sick, and all of a sudden the secretary pops in. Sir, Chick McGee called, doctor. He wonders if he can come in, and I can just see the guys. He's, you know, sewing up some kid's eye going, no, I'm not taking any new patients. I have people that have actual problems. He needs a psychiatrist.
Wouldn't even take
and I'm not giving him any more Vicodin. I've already been cited by the board.
I should have known.
Maybe we should open up the phones to finding you a new doctor.
Maybe I should have known that this was my fault from Jump Street. Yeah. I should have known.
Of course.
No, you are a terrible patient. Just admit it. You're crabby. You're demanding. You don't do what the doctor asks you.
I thought my urologist, who's our mutual friend, really
he said
liked
you were the least compliant patient he's ever had.
He called me while I was sick to make sure I was okay.
Well, then he's lying to
somebody. Why are you pointing to Scott?
Because he's my friend.
Is your urologist doing the vasectomy thing for the final four?
I don't know about that.
Because this isn't today the big day.
Yeah. So, no, it starts tomorrow, really.
Yeah, you're supposed to get the vasectomy today, and then you can go home and sit on the couch, bags of frozen corn on the sacular area.
Are you thinking of getting a little vasectomy time?
I would love to open the phones and get a doctor.
We have better things to do than
very.
His health isn't the most important thing to this show right now.
Are you kidding me? What are you going to do without who are you going? Who are you going to talk to when I'm gone?
There's a folder on my computer that says, finally.
Thank you, Chad Daniels. We appreciate that.
I'm sure my doctor would see you. She's sweet and very
nice.
Is she single?
She's a married gal.
Oh, because that would be what we need.
Yeah. Don't see her on a Monday.
Intellectually, do you see a pediatrician still, Pat? Or is that? Never mind.
That's trying to be funny. No, I'm not having any more kids, if that's what you're up to.
No, that's not what he said. But you're a sweet girl.
Chick McGee married to a physician. Can you imagine that?
Oh, yeah.
Every day comes in with a new script.
Mm-hmm. Married to Chick McGee. Anyway.
I've memorized her signature. I think I can get morphine in a nose spray.
I wouldn't mind some of that.
Wait, hold on a second.
Do they have that?
That sounds delicious.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they do.
You think I could do this job for another 10 years without being severely medicated? You're out of your mind. And now I'm yelling, and I'm not supposed to be yelling.
I know. You save your voice.
This is because you're a bad patient. Doesn't it strike you as being funny that every time you go for any kind of an exam, the doctors insist on giving you a rectal exam, even though you only have a problem with your vision? I think they're trying to send a message.
That didn't happen.
Okay, just see. McGee's coming in. Nurse, could you get me the artificial
hand? I'm going to unplug that
he's
thing.
Really a jerk.
That's the last thing I do.
Yes, can you get me a selfie stick? I want to really go in deep this time.
I really want to
give me the Vaseline and a selfie stick. He'll pay.
He is a grumpy patient.
So anyway, the new study says that that grumpy patients.
Well, steroids make everyone feel better for a little while.
Are you the kind?
Well, how about a little while? I'll take that.
I assume that you're one of these patients that spends a lot of time on the internet and you've pre-diagnosed.
I do that.
And you walk in and tell the doctor what's wrong with you.
Are your headphones unplugged? Can you hear yourself? Are you kidding me?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.